This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. People with cognitive differences like ADHD, autism, or dyslexia have a new resource group in Denver. The Colorado Neurodiversity Chamber of Commerce says it's the first of its kind. The chamber's founders tell the Denver Business Journal they want to help neurodiverse people find stable work. A survey by the National Core Indicators showed just 23% of intellectually disabled Coloradans had a paid job in 2020. Whether they're housed or on the street, people experiencing homelessness may face the same outcome. CPR's Stephanie Rivera has more.
Housing alone was not enough to change the outcomes for dozens of people housed through Denver's Supportive Housing Social Impact Bond Initiative. The Urban Institute evaluated hundreds of clients who benefited from the program that works with people experiencing chronic homelessness. It found that, due to ongoing health challenges, their mortality rate was about the same as those living on the streets. Researchers did find a key difference among those populations. Providing housing was an effective way to reduce deaths due to extreme weather exposure. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District's A-Line train to DIA will run less often for the rest of the month. Repair crews are going to spend the next 4 weeks excavating and stabilizing a small section of track. Trains will run every 30 minutes as a result, half as often as they typically do during peak times. And speaking of transportation, northbound I-25 is closed near Highway 7 in Broomfield due to a rolled-over semi-truck. CDOT says nobody was injured in the crash, which happened a bit around 6:30 this morning. Drivers are being sent onto Highway 7 to go around the crash. This is CPR News and KRCC.